Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is creating a humanitarian crisis with no food, water or first aid supplies getting through. But there's been no response from the UK or the US to calls for an easing of the Saudi blockade to help the crisis. Roderick Chambers caught up with Middle East expert Dr. Sarah Phillips to explain, who explains the latest developments.
Well, as you know, there's been a ceasefire that neither side has been implementing, and there's now reports that local committees have kicked out or have defeated the Houthis from much of Aden, although there's also been reports that there's been over 40 people killed with the Houthis fighting back. So it's still a very fluid situation, but certainly the Houthis have lost ground in Aden, and that's very important for Yemen's conflict.
And does that mean that the forces allied with President Hadi have gained control of the airport and the port facilities?
To say that these are forces aligned with President Hadi is an overstatement. These are forces fighting for many reasons, most of them not related to President Hadi at all. President Hadi is going to have a very difficult time if he tries to come back to Yemen. And this is just another symbol of how fragmented Yemen's conflict is. But yes, the people fighting for a variety of different reasons, most of which to kick the Houthis out and regain political control of Aden, have captured the airport as of a couple of days ago.
There were reports that some ministers had been back in Aden. Is that not true?
I can't say how true it is. I've read those reports, but there's often conflicting reports that come out about this sort of thing.
So the forces that have, you know, kicked the Houthis out of various areas, are they southern Yemeni tribesmen, or who are they?
There are southern Yemeni tribesmen, there are members of popular committees, there are members of the southern resistance movement, there are members who are fighting to protect their neighbourhoods, there are couple of images have come out of people holding Al-Qaeda flags. You don't want to overstate the degree to which they've been involved, but certainly there has been footage of Al-Qaeda members parading corpses purportedly belonging to Houthi fighters. So there's a whole different gamut of people involved in trying to remove the Houthis and the Republican Guard from Aden.
So who's the Republican Guard again?
The Republican Guard is the old presidential guard of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh. They're the real muscle behind the Houthis. The Houthis rely a lot on the weapons that they have from the Republican Guard and also on the military nous of the Guard.
What's going to happen when the Houthis aren't there? Is there going to be some sort of a governing committee or something?
That's very unclear at the moment. The main goal is to remove the Houthis, but particularly to remove the Republican Guard as well. I mean, remember that the Republican Guard was deeply implicated in the 1994 civil war, after which the South was sacked on the orders of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. So this is a group that is hated and historically hated in South Yemen. Once they are removed, if they are removed, then the much bigger questions that go deeply into the debates about what form southern governance should take will be reinvigorated. To try to predict that now is a fool's errand, unfortunately.
And what ramifications then will there be for that area of the Gulf?
The most important impact, I think, is the humanitarian impact within Yemen. People are suffering dreadfully. The Saudis government has blockaded most of the ports in Yemen. They've bombed the airports so people can't come in or out. Much of the population is now close to famine. People are in an absolutely dire situation, and the blockade has to stop so that humanitarian aid and food can reach the Yemeni people.
And who could end the blockade?
The Saudi Arabian government could decide to do that right now, and the US and the UK particularly, by lending support to what the Saudi Arabian government is doing in Yemen, are signing off on this. So pressure on the Saudi Arabian government to essentially change their minds and end the blockade would be a very important step.
Dr. Sarah Phillips from the University of Sydney, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.